At the top of the agenda was the worsening political and security situation in the Great Lakes region, with particular focus on the Central African Republic, South Sudan, Democratic Republic of Congo, and Sudan. Ekwe Ethuro, Speaker of the Kenya Senate, was the president of the forum. He said the meeting came at a critical time when the region is facing many challenges related to security and youth unemployment.
We have reviewed the political situation, the security situation, youth and unemployment. People are so passionate that unless we address issues of youth employment, then this is breeding grounds, even for terrorism, for all that. So you'll find that all these things are related. And so we want to, as the political representatives of the people, to give the political support. But now when respective delegations go back to their countries, now they can be able to come with specific legislation on the issues that we have agreed here.
The participants included lawmakers, among them speakers of parliament, members of the National Assembly, and senators drawn from 12 African countries. They stressed their commitment to providing a significant contribution towards promoting peace and stability in the Great Lakes region. Prosper Higiro is the Secretary General of the Forum of Parliaments of Member States of the International Conference on the Great Lakes Region. He praised the role of parliaments in promoting peace and development, as well as in the fight against the illegal exploitation of natural resources in the troubled region.
The major issues actually is the contribution from the parliamentarians of the region to solve some conflicts we have in the region, including Central African Republic, South Sudan, and DRC. And of course, there is this issue of illegal exploitation of natural resources. We think parliamentarians can do so many things, including some reforms of laws governing these issues of natural resources. Then this youth unemployment in the region. Parliamentarians have the capacity to promote some policies and programs, including budget allocation to youth employment promotion.
The regional conference was jointly organized by the Senate of Kenya, the General Secretariat of the International Conference on the Great Lakes Region, and the Association of European Parliamentarians with Africa, HAWEPA. It attracted representatives from Angola, Burundi, Central African Republic, the Democratic Republic of Congo, Kenya, Rwanda, South Sudan, Sudan, and the United Republic of Tanzania, Uganda, and Zambia. Other issues discussed at the forum included youth unemployment, infrastructure development, and investment promotion in the Great Lakes region. During the plenary assembly, the delegates took time to strongly condemn acts of terrorism in the Great Lakes region in general, and in particular the recent attacks in Kenya by the Al-Qaeda-linked Somali militant group Al-Shabaab. Mr. Igiro said the situation in the region remained dire, decrying the widespread violent loss of human life.
Insecurity and violence in the region remain a concern despite the ongoing combined search for peaceful solutions to disputes between parties. The current crisis situation continues to persist and have a negative impact on both civilians and the proper exploitation of the natural resources of which these countries are endowed. War has claimed a heavy toll of human life, causing the displacement of communities, the destruction of economic fabric, the uncontrolled flow of weapons and ammunition, and has traumatized the population.
The Parliamentary Forum was established in 2008. Since then, the forum operates as a framework of dialogue between parliamentary institutions while supporting the efforts of the respective government, in particular the efforts relating to conflict prevention. Mr. Higiro cites an example of the success stories achieved by the parliamentarians.
Actually, we have been able to mobilize the international community towards the conflict in the Central African Republic. We sent a delegation led by the former president of Burundi, and at the end, that was in 2013, we were able to mobilize not only the government of the region to send troops in the Central African Republic, but also to mobilize the international community in order to the UN can step in and have this force and try to address properly the problem of Central African Republic. Also, we have been promoting the peace and security. DRC in South Sudan, we have sent the parliamentary delegation fact-finding mission there.
Addressing delegates at the forum, Speaker of the Pan-African Parliament, Bethel Naimeka Amadi, commended the parliamentarians for their concerted efforts aimed at surmounting the challenges facing the continent.
And we must together begin to find a multidimensional effort to bring about peace, because you cannot separate Africa's development framework from the conflicts that are ravaging our continent. I therefore applaud this forum for making security, stability and development in this region the central focus of this conference. Over the years, the Pan-African Parliament has played its own role in promoting peace and security on the continent by sending fact-finding missions to many countries with underlying security and human rights challenges.
Meanwhile, the Parliament of Angola became the latest member to join the inter-parliamentary grouping after attending several sessions of the forum as observers over the last few years. Mr. Ethuro welcomed the membership of the Southwest African nation.
Angola has been with us for a long time as an observer, and then they took a decision last year that they needed to become a full member, and that I think is one indicator of the success forum of parliaments of member states on the International Conference on the Great Lakes region in Africa. Angola also brings quite a huge experience in terms of a post-conflict state, in terms of a desire to ensure that there is stability in the country.
Between 2010 and 2013, member states of the inter-parliamentary grouping held four other ordinary sessions of the plenary assembly in Khartoum, Kampala, Kinshasa and Bujumbura, respectively. The fifth forum was held in Nairobi by the Senate of Kenya from 20th to 22nd January 2015. Reporting for VOA News, this is Ruben Chama in Nairobi.